Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the hosts. Here's Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango.
Good morning. We are so excited today. You're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango. And debuting today, we have What's Cooking with Laura, our new test kitchen chef. Today is going to be an amazing show. We have two fabulous guests. One is Ernesto Apreza from President Obama's campaign office, and the other is Mr. Barry Michaels, who is running for Democratic congressman for our state in District 3, which is a huge district. So we're very excited to have them on the show, and we would like to talk to Ernesto first, if you don't mind, Ernesto.
Not at all.
Okay. We met, I just want to talk a little bit about, Eva, let's talk about how we met the Obama folks for a second.
Of course. Yeah, we had a great time. We were invited out to the Latino Committee for Obama campaign. They had a rally out there at Rancho High School in Las Vegas, California. Well, California. I mean, Nevada.
Wrong state.
I'm from California, sorry. Anyway, we went out there. We had a great time. We listened to music, mariachi, and, you know, there was a ton of people out there. They were doing voter registration. George Lopez showed up. It was, you know, really fantastic. We got to meet a lot of new people. And, of course, we met these nice people here, Ernesto, and he, you know, we invited him to come talk to us about what was going on here in Nevada.
Well, we have a lot of questions for Ernesto today, but first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about his background. He is from a small town in Everson, Washington, and he is the first generation in his family to graduate from college, and he graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in International Affairs from the George Washington University. Upon graduation, he completed an internship in the Office of Public Engagement at the White House. Today, Ernesto works as a field organizer with Organizing for America Nevada, where he cultivates relationships with neighborhood leaders. So our first question, which I'm going to ask you, is tell me about what motivated you to first get involved in the Obama campaign.
Well, I think as a person that's benefited so much from the president's hard work, I think first is one of the reasons why, as you mentioned, I graduated this past summer. And upon completing graduation, as if that wasn't a blessing in and of itself, I was able to complete an internship. And I think being in the White House and seeing the hard work of the president and a lot of other people in the administration, you know, I just knew then that I couldn't sit this one out and that I had to go and help in whatever way I could. And so I'm here in Nevada.
That's awesome, Ernesto. I'm so happy for you and proud of you. Eva has a question, too.
Yeah, hi. Welcome to our show. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. I understand you spoke to the First Lady at the First Lady's event yesterday or was it last week?
I didn't have the opportunity to talk to her, but she was here. She was here on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, did you get to meet her? Did you talk to her? What was that like? How excited I am.
I didn't get a chance to talk to her, but I know that a lot of our volunteers were able to speak with her, and I know that they were completely stoked to be able to have that opportunity for sure.
Wow.
Great.
So, do you remember what she talked about? You could tell us a little bit about it?
I don't. Sorry. Only because I wasn't there at the event. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So we have another question. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think when you started volunteering that you would be sharing the stage with our First Lady?
Well, like I said, I wasn't.
Yeah, but you were at the event, so you were there, right?
Not at the First Lady event. I was there at the George Lopez event.
Oh, the George Lopez event. Okay, yeah. We got that confused a little bit here. Okay, so maybe next time.
Maybe next time, right? Fingers crossed.
Could you do me a favor? Could you ask Barry and Eva and I to go and Laura?
Yes, absolutely.
We want to go too. We want to meet her.
Absolutely.
We want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Eva? You want to get the next one?
Well, I like this question. What makes all of these hours volunteering worth it for you?
Like I said, I think just realizing that this wasn't something that I could sit out, realizing that this is something that I really had to fight for and get involved with, is making it worthwhile. I think working with people in the community, working with everyday folks like yourselves, is what makes it worth it.
Okay. Well, so just tell us, share with our listeners what is entailed with being on the campaign. I mean, what do you actually do every day?
So I'm a field organizer. I'm one of many really incredible and dedicated field organizers here in the state of Nevada. And I think a good portion of my morning is spent with my supervisor kind of talking, and with other field organizers kind of going over, you know, the best practices, going over what happened the day before. And really, you know, 90% of my day is about being in the community, about being out in the field, being where the voters are, whether it is, you know, the grocery store that they frequent often, or whether it's, you know, being at their door and asking them if they're registered to vote.
Yeah, getting those people registered is a big issue. I mean, we need every vote we can get if we want our President Obama to be elected. So, I mean, that's...
No, for sure. I mean, I think especially it being such a transient state and such a transient city, it's definitely important for folks to be registered to vote.
Yes, because, well, they have the absentee thing going on, too, that we educate the public on that if they're traveling. You know, I know in my community, for example, there's a lot of people that travel a lot of the year. It's Siena, which is an elderly community over 50. Gotcha. And they do a lot of traveling, let me tell you. So it's good to make sure that they are all registered to vote.
No, for sure. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's 6 months out. But no, it's definitely very important for them to get it underway.
Yes.
I mean, I understand what real life can be like, and you're busy with a lot of things, and it's just, you know, take the 2 seconds to get it done.
Yeah. Well, the nice part about our community, we have 2,001 homes in our community. Huge Silver Fox community, I'm telling you. And I dye mine, so, you know, there's something under there.
Anyway. Silver Fox Cougar or whatever that is.
The Cougar, I'm past Cougar, I'm Jaguar. But anyway, but what's fun is that we have our election right on the premises. So all you have to do is go up to the clubhouse and vote. Hello. It couldn't be any easier than that. You can grab a cup of coffee, which they have for us, and just go do your thing. It's awesome.
Sounds great. That's awesome.
It is. It makes voting fun. So we asked you.
I have one more.
Go ahead, Eva.
Do you believe that President Obama can make a difference for Nevada? Because I think we do have a lot of issues here that need attention. So.
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, I think whenever I'm talking with anybody, I'm completely honest. You know, the president has been working hard, but obviously there's still a lot of work to be done. And I think that he realizes this, and he voices this often. He said it, he just recently did a rally on the 5th where he spoke about, you know, we don't want to go forward on the progress that we've made. It has been steady progress, and I think we need to keep on going. So I think, you know, Nevada is completely there as part of that.
Yes,
fantastic.
I agree with you. That's really important. So tell our listeners what you want them to do to get involved in this Democratic reelection.
First, what I want to tell the audience out there is please make sure that you're registered to vote, first and foremost. And then secondly, you know, on whatever party that, you know, you affiliate with, just make sure that you know the facts. Make sure that you're really aware and are prepared to make, you know, that a very important decision in November. And then for those of you that want to get involved, which I hope many of you do, please go to BarackObama.com/NV. Somebody from the campaign will reach out to you. This we're only going to win this election from the volunteers that are able to help us out in their own communities and really be able to talk to their neighbors and their friends. So please get involved.
Thank you. Well,
that's awesome. One more question.
Sure, Eva.
I always think of these things last
minute.
Now, you know, if people don't know how to register or where to get information, where do they go? Is there a place on the internet, or do they talk to someone in the community? How do they find this out?
Well, the Obama campaign, we have 9 offices across the state of Nevada. So you can come to any one of our locations, go inside, ask, you know, say I want to register to vote, and you know, one of us will stand up right away and get you registered. So that is definitely an option. You know, we're out in the community all the time, so hopefully we're able to catch those individuals. And if not, you can always register to vote. I know a lot of folks get registered to vote at the Sahara DMV, or just like at the DMV in general.
DMV,
Perfect. We have a question for Ernesto. Is it for Ernesto? It's from Keith. Okay, go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Keith. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from town here.
Okay, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Keith.
Question for Mr. Michaels.
Mr. Michaels. Oh, okay. Well,
he's not on
yet.
He's
going to be coming on in a little bit. Oh. We have a segment with him coming up after Ernesto. Right now, we're talking with Ernesto. So, do you have any questions for him?
No, I don't.
Can you call back
in a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Well, stand by. We'll be watching for you. We're waiting for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Sorry, Ernesto.
No worries.
Okay, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for all your efforts from the campaign office in trying to get your word out there. We certainly appreciate your appearance here today, and we hope that you come back as the campaign progresses so that we can get updates on what's going on, because it's
Absolutely.
Getting down to the wire here. We think we have a lot of time. We really don't.
We don't,
so,
really. I think for anybody that thinks that, you know, it's a sure win for President Obama, just know that we really have to work hard. And
yes.
It's people in their communities that are going to make the difference.
Absolutely. Nothing is for sure. We never know what's going to happen out there.
Right.
But thanks again, Ernesto, and your staff. And
Thank you.
Thank you to the both of you so much. You guys are so welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to KLAV Talk Radio, Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango. And we're coming back with Barry Michaels, who we're very excited about talking to today.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll
call
be right
in.
Back.
Okay.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, welcome back to Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango. And you're listening to KLAV Talk Radio, 1230 a.m. on your dial. And we're sitting here with Mr. Barry Michaels, who is running for Democratic Congressman for the state of Nevada, District 3. And we are so excited because we want to learn all about him today and what he stands for. And we are going to let him talk about his background a little, and then we're going to ask him some questions. So, Barry, you're on.
Thanks for having me here today.
You're really welcome.
Appreciate it. And my listening audience out there, thank you. I've spent over 40 years in business. I'm still in business today. I have several businesses. One of them, I actually represent almost 1,000 different corporations all over the country as a Nevada resident agent. I also am the CEO of what we believe will be the greatest airline to start up in the United States. I'm about to resign that position and be a member of the board of directors and have a consulting agreement with that. And a West Point graduate has taken over my position. But anyway, I'm running because I really know what I can do. I love this country, and I believe that we need real change. I mean, everything I see here is basically the good old boy thing, and, you know, we don't really change anything. I'm not a party person, although I am a member of the Democratic Party. I really believe that parties are part of the problem here, the two divisions of parties. I ran last time as an independent, so my views are mostly, I would say, Democratic. I consider myself to be conservative on economic issues, but liberal on social issues.
Okay.
I've got some what I believe are solutions to the problems. I've got a brochure that I only address the issues and solutions. I really don't talk a lot about myself, as most candidates do. I like talking about issues. I like taking questions on the most difficult issues. And that's where I am. I hope I've looked at the numbers in this district, and it's really an interesting district because it's the third district was the largest district in the country. It's now close to the largest district in the country.
That is something.
Yeah. And it's a split district, meaning that we've got almost the same amount of Republicans as we do Democrats in the, as registered voters here in this district. But what's interesting about it is there's about 149,000 of each, but there's also 49,000 uncommitted voters.
Wow.
So I believe they're going to carry this election, and I think they want something different than either a Republican or a Democrat. So that's why I believe that I really have the greatest chance to beat Congressman Joe Heck in the next election.
Well, we're proud of you. We want you to do it.
So I would love to take questions. If anybody's got any questions for me, I've got different views on immigration, on economics, job, and believe it or not, I won't say believe it or not because you should believe it, that the biggest problem we have in this country today is the job creation. You know, without creating jobs, we have nothing. I mean, everything else has to be supported by revenue, and nobody talks about revenue. We talk about doing spending cuts, and we talk about increasing taxes, but we need to generate revenue, and we generate revenue by creating jobs, putting Americans back to work.
I think that is our first issue, Barry. We are so worried about that. As a longtime resident of Las Vegas, I'm here 36 years, I've always been in business for myself. I am really scared. I want to stay in business, and, you know, we've seen a lot of changes here in the last few years.
Las Vegas is a unique economy, really. And I've lived here for 20 years, and I've seen a lot of changes, as have you. And it's really a unique economy because we depend so much on gaming right now. And gaming is dependent on the economy. So we've got unique problems. And the more we cut, the more problems we got with education and everything else.
Yeah.
There's always a flip side of everything.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and listeners, you're listening to KLAV 1230 AM Talk Radio, the Home Sweet Home radio show, and we're speaking today with Mr. Barry Michaels, who is a candidate for Congressman for Nevada, and the phone lines are currently open, so please give us a call. The call-in number is 702-731-1230, or if you're calling from out of the area, the number you call is 866-820-5528. Thank you. Oh, here we go. We have a first caller, and may I ask who's calling, please?
My name is Pete.
Pete. Okay.
Hi, Pete.
Turn down your radio, Pete, if you could.
Beg your pardon?
Turn down your radio, if you could.
I'll just go to another room.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting a little feedback there.
Okay. Do you have a question for Mr. Michaels?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Pete.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I've been listening to you. I want to know how you feel about small businesses in Las Vegas.
Well, my background is small businesses.
I was a small businessman also.
Yeah, I believe that small businesses are the future and the lifeline of this country.
Well, the reason I'm asking about is they have so many shopping centers and so many places are empty where a lot of businesses have been and they've just gone out, and I feel terrible about it.
Right, right.
You know, I know what their feelings are.
What we need to do is, I kind of laugh every time somebody suggests let's lower the taxes on small businesses, because that's not what we need. We need capital.
Capital, right.
Yeah, exactly. We need a source of capital. There are so many great entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs out there that would love to start their own business. And every business, when you start a business, you create jobs. I mean, rarely ever do you have a business with one employee. You know, so and these small businesses wind up becoming big businesses. So that's the future of our country. And if you go on my website, I actually have a plan to fund small businesses. It's a unique plan because it involves savings bonds that we used to use in this country years ago. We funded a war.
Yeah, I remember them very well.
Yeah. Now try to buy a savings bond in a bank. You can't even buy one. You have to
order one. No, isn't it ridiculous?
Yeah. So anyway, my plan is basically that for Americans to invest in America, and that money would go to the Small Business Administration and be used exclusively to lend to small businesses based on the number of employees that you would hire. So it's kind of a unique plan. It doesn't really cost the government anything because it would be private funds. It's money in versus money out.
Well, I'd like to see it really happen because I feel bad for them. There's, as you say, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. One of my daughters has a charity, and she worked 3 years on it to get it going. It's going now, but she had a hell of a time in the beginning, but it seems to be going good now.
Well, I can really appreciate that because I started one about 3 or 4 years ago. And hopefully one of these days it'll still start up. It was called MiniCare. It still is called MiniCare. And it was to provide $22 office visits to doctors.
Wow.
And I had a heck of a time getting donations. I mean, we really couldn't. And I find it amazing that people will donate to political parties and political candidates, but they won't donate to real causes.
Yeah. I don't know, but considering the last administration we had was
tough,
a big farce.
Yeah.
But,
Well, Pete, thank you so much for calling in and talking to Barry today. I hope you tune in next time when we have him on the show and have another question for him, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
thank you, Pete.
Much.
All right, have a great day, Pete.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Barry, in the could you just tell the listeners what your website is, the address for your website?
Yeah, it's Michaels for Congress, F-O-R, michaelsforcongress.com. And you can actually go on my website, and right on the front page there's the brochure, and you can actually print out the brochure. It's in a PDF. And it'll give you all my views on all the issues and my solutions. I'm probably the only candidate that puts it in writing, whether you like it or not. That's what I believe. So,
I think it's excellent. I actually took a look at that, and you know, I do have a question for you. You know, I'm sure you're aware that in the state of Nevada, we have the current employment rate of about 14%, which is actually, you know, the highest in the nation. And you know, and of course, you know, small business is struggling here in Las Vegas. We actually advocate for a small business. It's part of our mission statement for this radio station. So
yes,
we want to build small business in Nevada, and we want to support small business. And also, you know, it has to do with creating jobs. So if you were to be elected, what would you do? What bills would you introduce to create, to help small businesses and create jobs in Nevada?
Well, it's not just a question of creating jobs in Nevada. It's a question of creating jobs overall in this country. Mm-hmm. So the bill I propose, which is on my website, is to fund small businesses through small business loans for the Small Business Administration, which is interesting. I spent about 45 minutes last year with the director of the Small Business Administration here in Nevada, and they went from a staff of 32 to a staff of 7. And when the stimulus package came out 4 years ago, they allocated $740 million for the entire Small Business Administration, which I thought was a joke at the time. And since then, I don't think they've allocated any money. So, the future in the pipeline is small businesses, as far as I'm concerned. They create the jobs, not the major corporations. The major corporations, you give them stimulus, and all they're going to do is increase their bottom line with those dollars.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think we had a question about education, too, and I wanted to just mention I had shared with Barry this report about the Whitney Elementary School, which is off Tropicana in Missouri near Boulder Highway. And it's been involved with the Ellen DeGeneres Show in a big way. And they have a very lovely principal there. Her name is let's see here, Sherry Gahn, G-A-H-N, mm-hmm. and
yeah, I think Ellen gave a lot of money. She donated hundreds of thousands.
New library, computers, all kinds of things, toys, and you know, materials for the children to learn better. And this Sherry is a lovely gal. She really wants to make a difference in our community. But I do know, Barry, that we are way down on the totem pole in the education department. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think it's totally unacceptable. You're right. We not only is the nation one of the lowest, but the state is the lowest in education. And it's just totally unacceptable because I believe that education is where it all begins.
Absolutely.
You know, and I you know, I like to say that I've got two daughters that just graduated the public education system here. I've got they're both in college right now. My youngest daughter graduated last year, and they're both on academic scholarships. In California. And I got to say, you know, 50%, I like to use a number of 50% because I don't really know what the number is. But it really is parent involvement. And I think that's one thing that we lack a lot of here, more so than any other state. And that's probably because we're a 24-hour city, a one-parent household. You know, we've got to get that up, too. And you can't blame it all on the teachers or the schools, because no matter what school you go to in this country, you're going to find A students in those schools.
Absolutely.
So it's not always the school or the teacher. It's the parents' involvement with the school and the student.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. You know, because we're going to go to break soon, I just want to ask you, and I know you have a busy day ahead of you, but is there something you want to say that's really important to us, to our audience?
How many hours do you have?
Oh, we have time. Well, you have to come back, of course. But did you have one more question for Barry?
Well, I just wanted to touch on one thing that, you know, I hear this in the news lately. It's been on the media. And the state of the condition of our schools is horrible here in Las Vegas. You know, especially in the elementary schools. There's air conditioning systems that need to be refurbished. There's funding issues. They're laying off teachers. They're increasing classroom size. Is there anything that, you know, as our senator, that you can advocate for?
As a congressman.
You promoted me.
Congressman.
Yeah. Is there anything? Well, first of all, I think a greater percentage of the national budget should go for education. If you look at the Clark County budget, as I did about it, I actually started my political career about 10 years ago when I sponsored a petition here to increase funding for education and increase the gaming tax here. It never went through, but at the same time, I studied the Clark County school budget.
Yeah.
And you find that very little money comes from the federal government here. So I think that has to change. I think we got to get to our legislators. I'm not real happy with the state legislators here. I got to tell you, both in business, in charity, I've been around them all, and you know, what I find is that they're only interested in re-election. I mean, that's what it's about. It's
so
not
sad.
About you know, it really is sad.
Yeah,
you know,
they got to get back to serving the people. Yeah. You know,
we just, you know, I really want to be proud when I look at our flag, and I remember being a little kid and being so proud to sing God Bless America in school and do the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, kids are just so full of enthusiasm. And, you know, as you get older, you see so many things weird. And I think the younger generation feels that way. They're like, what is going on? You know, what? Why aren't we in better shape? And we're leaving this world to these kids, and we got to do a great job. We really do.
You know, I'd like to say one more thing about education, which is kind of unique. I have a program that I allocate debt forgiveness program in educational loans.
Yes,
and I believe that we have to invest in our kids,
absolutely,
our youth, because it just makes good sense. The more educated someone is, the more money they make over their lifetime, which means the more taxes that are collected.
Of course,
so it's revenue, and nobody thinks about that.
My poor niece graduated Sarah Lawrence with honors a couple of years ago. She's in debt so badly right now. The poor kid. I mean, I want to cry. I mean, it's really sad, but she's got a fabulous education, but it cost a fortune.
Yeah, and I think that's real important that we encourage our students to go as far as they can go, as far as they want to go, and not worry about being laden with debt the rest of their lives.
Yeah, they start out with a negative.
Well, I got one more thing before I'd like to touch on before we let him go, and that is Social Security. Can you talk to us about what we are going to, you know, how we can save Social Security and not put our seniors in a state of fright because they don't want to lose their Social Security? I think that's, you know, that's a thing that's going on now, and a lot of seniors are concerned.
Yeah, first of all, I don't believe any of that stuff, to be honest with you. I'm on Social Security, mm-hmm. and it's a political ploy, as far as I'm concerned, the scare tactic. Mm. You're not going to lose Social Security.
Okay.
The senior citizens are the greatest segment of the market that Thank vote. You. And nobody's going to double-cross the senior citizens.
Speaking
and
of
stay,
baby
in,
boomers,
stay in office.
Yes.
So, and what's happening is, you know, and I actually looked at what Joe Heck was talking about when he said when they talk about losing Social Security.
Right.
Really, what he's is offering, and I'm not a proponent of it, but he's offering them an alternative that you can choose one or the other.
Oh.
So.
But
the main point that I have to say is that if you believe in this country, Social Security comes out of the general budget. So unless the country's going to go down as a whole, you're going to get paid your Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just...
Well, you know, that thing they did on TV a while back with we only have this many more days. And my poor cousin's on social. I got to tell you, she totally freaked me out.
Yeah,
she was like calling me every 5 minutes. Les, do you think we're going to have... I'm like, oh, my God. Don't worry, you know
it's one pocket versus another pocket in the same pair of pants.
Right, so. It's really scary. So. Well, I'm.
Oh, we're so happy that you came on to our show. Excited about
yes.
talking to you. God, I'm thrilled.
We
to
have
death.
So much more to talk about, Barry.
Yeah.
But
anytime.
Yeah, we'll call you and let you know when we can, you know, see you again, and you can come on your schedule. But we know you're a very busy guy. But we want to talk to you again. We are very excited, and I want to work with you on making some appearances at my community so that we can get the Silver Foxes involved. Which will
terrific.
Yes, let's do it.
I think I'm one of those. You know.
me too. But. I love the hair color thing. It's wonderful.
Well, before you go, Barry, please make sure that everyone knows where they can find you
yes.
and look you up. Go ahead and repeat your website. Give them your phone number, however you want to, communicate. And also, you know, the more you get out there, the more visibility you get. So that,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
That would be great.
Yeah, my website is michaelsforcongress, forcongress.com. And you can reach me by email. It's probably the best source, and I will answer every email. Barry at michaelsforcongress.com.
He's not kidding. He does answer his emails
right away.
And his phone.
He answers me right away.
I'm very technological, and I do all the work myself. So
wow. I like that. When people get back to me right away, they're serious as a heart attack. I mm-hmm. like that. Okay, so we're going to go to break. We want to thank Barry again. Barry Michaels.
Thank
running
you, Barry.
For
well,
Third
thanks
District.
A lot for having me.
You're welcome. Third
thank
District
you.
Congress. And this is Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango with Home Sweet Home. You're on KLAV Talk Radio, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, LOVELL, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell
and Eva Mango,
hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, you're back. Home Sweet Home, Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango on KLIV Talk Radio. And call-in numbers, just in case you have a question while we're talking, are 731-1230 locally. And if you're out of town listening, it's 866-820-5528. And we are going to introduce our little lady, Laura Lash. And she's going to do a little cooking segment for us when she's cooking in the kitchen, right, Laura?
What's cooking
with Laura Lash?
Laura Lash, our test kitchen chef.
Yes, and she is just amazing. I'm going to love having her on the show, and I want to just say this is a little off our schedule, but I want the young person's view on cooking when they're just beginning to be cooks, and she happens to be a great little baker already, and I know she has an incredible interest in cooking, and we want people out there, young people as well as older people, to realize that you shouldn't be afraid of a recipe book. It's not intimidating. You can just go to a recipe, and if the ingredients look like something you'd enjoy, don't be afraid to do it. So, Laura, introduce yourself, and then we'll talk about the night we cooked together.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
Wasn't it?
I'm Laura Lash, and I'm the Home Sweet Home Test Kitchen Chef.
Yay!
I'll be bringing you guys recipes twice a month.
Good.
And they're easy, healthy to prepare meals.
Good.
That you can prepare for your family and friends. We want to encourage everyone to get up off the couch and get in the kitchen and start cooking.
Woohoo! Yes. I'm going
for
that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And the recipe, we had, your mom and I had picked this recipe before we actually made it months ago, and we mm-hmm. were dying to make it. I think we were going to originally make it for Super Bowl Sunday, and then we never made it. We did something else. Mm-hmm. But tell the folks where you found that recipe.
We actually got the recipe out of the Weight Watchers Points Plus Power Foods Cookbook. Mm-hmm. The recipe is spiced roasted fingerling potatoes with snap peas and roasted chicken, which serves dinner for four.
Yes.
We actually had to double up the recipe to
yes.
serve five people.
Yes, we did.
We were hungry.
Well, yeah, and you know what? When I went shopping for the ingredients, I bought a little more than I should have.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
we also have to give credit too, because we're talking Weight Watchers, that the points plus value is four. For all the Weight Watchers ladies out there and men, this is a great recipe, and I think Laura's going to give us some more stuff on it, but you have to try this. It's super easy also. Go ahead, Lo.
We had a lot of fun cooking it. I had some help from Leslie. She's showing me the ropes in the kitchen. I mean, if I can cook, anybody can.
That's a good point. So we're in the process of picking another recipe for the next time you report, right?
Right.
We found a few things we like, but we haven't kind of
I haven't really decided yet,
yeah.
But we actually would love for you guys to call in and, try out the recipes. We're going to be posting them on the Facebook.
Yes.
So we can get some feedback on our recipe. Also, we would love to hear from you guys and your favorite recipes to cook.
Yes, that
so
would be
fun.
So we
could try it and maybe feature it on the show.
Go ahead, Eva.
Laura, what was the most interesting thing about the recipe for you? And what did you learn most about doing this?
I really enjoyed all the spices in the recipe. We used spices like, cayenne,
turmeric.
Turmeric.
Yes.
And coriander.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It smelled wonderful. I never really used these kind of spices in our household, so it was very different.
Yeah.
They sound like kind of exotic. I don't think I'm Italian. I usually don't use those spices
more
either.
More like
so.
Indian style almost.
Yeah, it was
Far East Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was really like
yeah, it was
earthy.
Very healthy,
it was. I loved it. My favorite part of the recipe actually was this yogurt. Yogurt mint dip for the potatoes and the snap peas. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to make this recipe for picky eaters, because my father hates yogurt. And...
Yeah.
he actually gave a thumbs up and loves it.
Yay. He tasted it and he liked it.
Mikey liked it. Yay. That's good. That's really good.
He did mention that he preferred ranch still.
Not for that reason.
Still prefers ranch.
Me and Leslie loved the yogurt dip.
Yes. Yes. It was so good. Well, one thing I want to mention too that Laura did that was really beautiful. We have pictures of her dish and the cookbook dish, and hers actually looks better online. You will be shocked.
Impressive.
Yeah, but the presentation was great. So tell everybody how you presented it.
We plated the dish with like a white rectangular platter that we served the potatoes and
snap peas
on.
Right.
And then we actually had a circular dish for the roasted chicken, which we placed like mint around the chicken. Yeah. And we have a little white
cup
container.
It's like a white dish for the yogurt dip. So it was really beautiful. It was too good to eat. So
and it was way too good to eat.
Yeah.
It really is beautiful.
Amazing. So
I can't wait to put the pictures on Facebook.
Presentation is everything.
That's a recipe we'll try again because it was so good. It's great to bring to a function, too. If your friends are throwing a barbecue or whatever, it's refreshing and it's light and it's great. It's absolutely great. So anything you want to add, Laura, about posting?
I just want to encourage everybody to start cooking. And
yes. Get up and do it, right?
Just up and do it. Don't be afraid. I've just started cooking myself, so yeah. It's a great thing to do with your friends in the kitchen. I had so much fun last week.
Oh, that's good. So I'm looking forward to what you select next time for the recipe.
Yeah, and also, by the way, listeners, feel free to email your healthy home recipe to us at homesweethomeradio.1. You got to get the .1 in there at gmail.com. So once again, that's our email address. If you have a recipe that you want to share with us, we'd be loving to see those. We will be posting beautiful color photographs of Laura's dish on the Facebook page, which is on Facebook,
Home Sweet Home Radio.
And you know, we just realized yesterday that we were trying to tell somebody how to find our Facebook page. You have to put the initial caps for Home Sweet Home Radio. So if you don't do that, you can't find our page. So FYI, everyone, but please go to our page, like our page, take a look at what's on there. We're going to be posting everything we talk about, having pictures of our guests, whatever we can do. You know, we will post it here on the Facebook page as well as Laura's beautiful dish. And we are going to invite her back on a weekly basis to
bi-weekly to
see, I'm already increasing her time to come on the show and, you know, do the test kitchen for us.
Yes, so, we do.
It's really nice because we don't have to cook the night that we get to do test kitchen.
Yeah,
so,
and
that's awesome.
Do we have her picture posted on Facebook?
Yeah, we'll put Laura's beautiful face on there.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
We have to have her picture up there, yep. too.
So people can write
into Laura, yes, and ask Laura some questions and maybe share some things with her about cooking that they know, which is fun. I know, I just want to bring up that movie, Julie and Julia, about the girl that did the blog about Julia Child's cookbook.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. I just think it was such a great way to get young people involved in cooking, you know, because that's a little intimidating to pick up a book like Julia Child's without pictures. I hate cookbooks without pictures. I don't even know what I'm doing.
That's how we select our dishes.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see what it looks like, you know.
Well, you know, young people just, they need to, they love to eat. So why not, you know, learn how to cook? So
and eating at home, honestly, it's more work, but it's so much healthier than eating at a fast food restaurant. So, you know, to take care of yourself young and to really set those standards for yourself in an early age is great. You know,
I definitely agree.
Absolutely.
With that.
Mom's not going to be around forever, folks.
That's right.
You got to get out there
you'll
and learn.
Teach your friends too.
Practice on your boyfriends.
That's right.
The only thing is, you know, if you're cooking in your mother's kitchen, please, please clean up after yourself. Okay,
don't let mom
come home from work and have to clean up, you know, all this
stuff. Clean while you cook.
I mean, it's lovely that you're doing stuff, but please don't forget to clean up.
Yeah, because if you clean while you cook, you don't have hardly anything to do at the end of the recipe. You know, you could just do it as you go, which is what I love to do. Anyway, Laura, thanks. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're going to take another short break, and we'll be back with some more exciting stuff. You're listening to
Leslie Lovell,
Eva Mango, Home Sweet Home, KLAV Talk Radio. And we're excited to come back, so stay tuned.
Don't.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell
and Eva Mango,
hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers.
It's not just coffee talk.
Hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. Rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free.
So hi, that was Lady Gaga with Tony Bennett, and you're listening to Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango at Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio, and we have a little story about Tony Bennett today. We're so excited about his duets album, and there's so much information about this man that it's really overwhelming. Tony Bennett, you know, has been around for a long time, and he is such a pro. He recently released this duets album again, and he's got some fabulous stars on it, one of which you just heard is Lady Gaga. And we have a song coming up also with the late Amy Winehouse, which we are so sad that she had to leave us, but it is, she had such a fabulous, almost Billie Holiday style of singing, which was amazing.
Yes, she was amazing.
Wasn't she, Eva?
I loved her.
Absolutely, yeah. But Tony Bennett is one of the world's true living legends, and he has gone from generations many years ago to an MTV star.
I mean, it's amazing. He's still singing today and with the pop stars, you know. It's incredible.
It's just fabulous. I mean, we just love him. But he is also an amazing painter, and we have a book that we're working with that we're going to post his art on our Facebook page, and it's called Tony Bennett in the Studio, A Life of Art and Music, and it is by Robert Sullivan, and it is just a gorgeous book. So it's by Sterling Publications out of New York and London. If you want to Google that, I think it's sterlingpublishing.com. You can get the book, and I'll tell you, it's a coffee table book. There are so many gorgeous photographs of
it's
his work,
gorgeous.
Right?
Yes.
Eva
yes.
and I are just full thrilled to share
full
that.
Full color. It's just
Isn't
beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful? Mm-hmm. And it tells about his life and, you know, what he's done. And he really considers himself an artist. I mean, almost, he loves this art so much, it's almost more important to him than music, which blows my mind. But we know him best for his music. He's just such a wonderful guy. And the book has over 200 reproductions of his artwork. and he names all the songs in the back of the book that he's recorded. And when you guys see the list of these songs, it's going to blow your mind.
A through Z.
I mean, there's pages upon pages of his recordings. It's hard to believe. And through his visual art, Bennett explores a wide range of subjects, from sketches of jazz musicians to rolling Italian landscapes, dynamic cityscapes, lyrical still lives, and insightful paintings of people he's met along the way. And we just talked about that he was at the height of his popularity, right, Eva?
Yes. Leslie, did you know that he has paintings in the Smithsonian?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know
that's
that?
Fabulous.
I didn't know that.
No, that's fabulous.
You know, after seeing some of those paintings in that book, I thought, wow, he's an incredible artist. I like to paint a little bit. You know, I dabble a little bit with the oils and the acrylics.
Right.
And he is just amazing. So,
yes,
yeah,
and he
you've
was
got
also,
to see this book. It's
yeah,
amazing.
You've got to get it. And he was also named Jazz Master by the National Endowment for the Arts, which that's quite an honor. I mean, that is just fantastic. And he has since opened a school in New York City in Astoria, Long Island, and it is a school to promote the arts for young people. And I just think it's fabulous. We have a call-in number, too, if you want to talk a little bit about your love of Tony Bennett. Our call-in number locally is 731-1230, and if you're out of town, it's 866-820-5520. I'm sorry, 28 on KLEV Talk Radio. And you had something to say, Eva?
Did we have another song we want to do a short clip
we
of?
We did want to do a little bit of the Amy Winehouse song. I think it's
okay.
Body and Soul.
Great.
Go ahead, Irma.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days at a hunger.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Oh.
Are you pretending? Hello?
Well, that was Amy Winehouse with Tony Bennett.
And beautiful.
Wasn't that gorgeous,
beautiful.
Eva? You're still with KLIV Talk Radio, Home Sweet Home, and we're doing a little tribute to Tony Bennett, but I think we're through now, and we just said about all we can say about how wonderful he is. So please pick up this book about him, and I think you're going to enjoy it so much. It's Tony Bennett in the studio, A Life of Art and Music. Go ahead, Eva.
Well, we just want to wish all the mothers out there Happy Mother Day. We love our mothers. And have the best Happy Mother Day possible.
Yes.
And children and husbands and daughters and sons.
And puppies and
please,
kittens. And
puppies and furry pets. Please be good to your mommies.
That's
and
right.
Give her a great Mother's Day.
That's
you know,
right.
Take her out to brunch, cook her
make
breakfast.
Make a reservation, though. They get booked up so fast here.
You know, and, you know, I don't encourage sending flowers, even though their flowers are beautiful, but... You know, it does hurt the environment a little bit, so...
Grow your own.
Grow your own flowers or, you know, pick your neighbors.
But don't
okay,
let
don't
them
pick
see
your neighbors.
You.
That's a very
don't
naughty.
Let them see you.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us. We love to hear from you every week. We're here at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
On KLAV,
1230 Wednesday mornings. Wednesday, every Wednesday morning. And we're going to close up the show now, but we want to thank Ernesto... Preza from Barack Obama's office, and we want to thank Barry Michaels, who's running for Congress District 3. It's Leslie Lovell. We want to also thank Laura Lash for doing a beautiful recipe for us today and introducing her. I'm Leslie Lovell.
This is Eva Mango, and it's not just coffee talk.